I mean, it's a total honor. I mean, and it's a sweet, bittersweet feeling. I mean, especially being in the game for so long, 17 years later, and one is still able to achieve such. Humbled. I look up to, so many great, iconic individuals, you know, in the music space locally and internationally. And, you know, at my big age, knowing that I am almost kind of very close to following or mirroring their footsteps, it's quite an honor. And I had an inkling that sonically this was the right choice as far as like the sound and the style of music and the collaboration. So yeah, I think I kind of had a feeling that it was going to go out this way, but obviously the speed or the pace at which, you know, it actually connected is quite astonishing. How did I acquire the features? I mean, I literally only started building a relationship with the two gents earlier this year and stuff. And in both encounters, you know, they were amazing, you know, honorable young men who also just not only just saw me as an elder or whatever, but they also just saw a great talent and understanding my journey as well. So the respect was mutual, and me also being a fan of what they do, it was only organic. By the time I reached out to them, when the record was ready, I recorded my part first and then I sent it to Stana, and he came back with a crazy hook and a verse. We fine-tuned it, and then I reached out to Blackie came in right at the end, and he did the amazing job that he did as well. So I mean, it was a pleasant experience working with both gents. Yeah, so the theme of this particular record, Sete, I mean, Sete basically means spoiling your significant other, you know, rotten, and showering them with gifts or, you know, anything imaginable. So, yeah, I mean, to me, I think I just wanted to almost kind of just cook up an opulent African lover's anthem, you know. How we celebrate one another in African culture and things like that. But obviously also just making it palatable, you know, across the globe to people of different races and different cultures. And yeah, we were fortunate enough to, you know, end up with something this great. This particular record was largely produced by a Nigerian beat maker by the name of Kali Magic. Connected with him online, and on our end, you know, once we heard the first demo that he sent through, and then I sat with my team as well on my side, brought in some musos to come in and add some things in there, just some sprinkles to just really just fine tune it, or like almost kind of adding the cherry on top. A lot of people won't know this, but the female sample that is playing over and over across the beat is a lady by the name of Mauritian. Mauritian is a former member of Jamali, the female R&B group. And yes, I mean, she's good people. She is the one that's doing that vocal. And then also I had a young gentleman by the name of Surprise Nimande who played some of the additional instruments on the track. And do I plan to explore more of this particular sound? I mean, most definitely. I have dabbled into the whole Afrobeats thing, you know, previously on Scandal Republic 2 2017. I had a song called Call Me featuring Round Town from Nigeria. I mean, between you and me, I was hoping that song was going to be what Sete is today. But I guess, you know, timing is everything. Rhyming over beats like this doesn't necessarily guarantee you a hit record. But it's definitely something that is palatable to the African culture, groove-wise and all those kind of things. And I don't think there is a formula set out for everyone to follow, you know what I mean? Because to me, I was just, I've always been someone who shoots at the from the hip, you know? If I find something that resonates with me, that, you know, that connects with my gut feeling, I just literally follow my gut feeling to see what the end result will be. I definitely love to look into the idea of making a remix for Sete, but yeah, I mean, it's still early days. Let this version really like infiltrate like it's supposed to. I'm enjoying everything that's going on right now. So as far as Scan Republic 3 is concerned, sonically, I mean, listen, I am, the reason why I call this album Scan Republic 3 to begin with was because Scan Republic 1 was a seminal album, a classic, so people say. So, and it was largely very hip-hop orientated and skanda. So for me to actually revisit, you know, that series, I need to make sure that I sort of kind of stay within the confines of that brand, this kind of Republic brand. So here we are in 2022. Do I solely just want to give you what I gave you years back? Yeah, I want to do that, but like I also need to update the style of music and the sonics and the aesthetics of what I have to offer. So the album itself, I can proudly tell you that it's going to be very diverse, but majority of it is very, you know, much hip-hop, me just like showcasing my lyrical skills on like rough hardcore kind of type of beats. But you know, you have moments like, of course, Sete, you know, that are just a break away from everything else. But yeah, I mean, I can tell you, no record sounds like the next, and Sete is one of a kind on the album. I'm not feeding you or superimposing that type of sound on the people that are going to be listening. I still want to make sure that I cater to the hip-hop audience, but even with that, I still made sure that it's palatable to as wide an audience as possible. As far as additional features on the album, you know, there's different types of people there. I mean, what you saw happening with Sete, like that lineup alone was just mind-boggling, you know, to the outside viewer, just knowing that I was able to bring people of different worlds together and we still came up with something that sonically made sense. So I have a few more on the album that when you hear, you're gonna be like, wait, that name and that name and that name on one song, how does that make sense, you know? And there is a method or like a certain magic to the madness, and I believe it's gonna take the streets by storm. Just everything that was, the energy that went into the creative process of this album. And then as far as the actual names of the people that are featured in the album, the album only comes out next week, so I mean, those will obviously be revealed really soon. Yeah, but you can expect some local and international names in there. It's one of my proudest bodies of work, and I trust and believe that the streets are gonna resonate with it. Bless.